Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining me again. Today, as the rotation goes, we are back on the topic of powerlifting. And this one is not just for the lifters, but also for the coaches in general. So, I was thinking about how coaches sort of tend to come from, good and bad coaches, not bad, or good and mediocre coaches tend to come from different sort of backgrounds. It was just a pattern that I was just looking at. And I was thinking, like, isn't it funny that a lot of times, obviously, we all know that you don't need to be a good lifter to be a good coach, right? You could have had a mediocre or even terrible lifting career as a power lifter and any other sport for that matter, but be a fantastic coach, right? There's, you know, tons of examples of this. I was just thinking about that topic, and then I was sort of going a little bit deeper into it and was kind of wondering, why is it that a lot of times, not all the time obviously, but a lot of times, good coaches tend to be the ones that either got into the sport late or weren't that great at the sport, right? Like, they weren't naturally gifted. They had to really, really try and figure things out in order to, you know, get to a solid place, like achieve things. And conversely, also, lifters who tend to be younger as coaches, like coaches who tend to be younger, who are, you know, obviously also tend to be lifters as well, tend to not make as great a coach as those who are older and or weren't as talented. You know, they didn't come as easily to them if they reached even a semi-high level, right? And so I was thinking about that, and I think the reason for that is because coaches who are older or have had to really struggle to get to a higher position, you know, get to even a decent result, tend to be better coaches because they have had to go through multiple stages and deal with multiple different problems and overcome those problems again and again. So they can relate better to the athlete and they know how to fix certain problems, right? They know how to address and tackle a lot of those same problems because they came across those problems themselves. Whereas conversely, a coach who's younger or had things come a little bit easier to them just doesn't have the experience, typically speaking. Obviously, there are outliers always. There are coaches out there I know who are fantastic coaches who reached world championship level. They broke world records and are tremendous coaches and have been able to prove that again and again with their lifters. But I'm just talking as a general trend. It's just an observation, a pattern recognition. And anyway, that sort of led me down another sort of path, another sort of thought process as I was thinking about that, which was that if you have a look, you'll see that if you've been around powerlifting long enough, you'll see that in recent years, and when I say recent years, I'm talking about the last, say, from about 4 or 5 years ago onwards, progressively more and more, like, of the talks and topics of conversation and focus of conversations and Instagram posts and stuff like that tends to be on tactical things instead of strategic things, tends to be on microscopic things instead of macroscopic things within training. And if you're somebody who's been around, you know, say, 6-7 years plus around the powerlifting scene, especially as a coach, but certainly also as a lifter, you'll know what I'm talking about. Beforehand, like before these, you know, say 5 years ago, a lot of conversation was always constantly had around, like I said, the macro stuff. So the zoomed out stuff, the strategic stuff, the pillars, the bases, the important things, the principles, volume, intensity, frequency, how they all interact with each other, progressive overload, specificity, variation, these types of things, recovery. These tended to be, taking the driver's seat. They tended to be more the star of the show. Now you find a lot of posts, a lot of topics of conversation around things like ribcage positioning, around things like how to hack an extra bit of XYZ to get something out of the lift, a little bit more out of the lift. And I don't know if it's because there's a coincidence of that type of topic being, you know, that coinciding with a lot more younger coaches coming into play. And again, going back to what I was talking about before, with the theory being that younger coaches just haven't had the exposure to a lot of things just by nature, right? It's not that they're at fault or anything like that. Just obviously by nature, if you're younger, you don't have as much experience as somebody who's older and been around a particular thing longer than you, whatever that thing may be, right? And so it's easier to grasp and then explain some of these more micro stuff, some of these more tactical stuff. And it also makes you look like you know what you're talking about, makes you look smarter with much less effort, if that makes sense, with sort of much less time invested actually learning the depth of things, right? But either way, as important as it is to understand the positioning of the ribcage and the importance of that, for example, right? And how that, how the ribcage and the scapula, for example, they interact with each other, and that can have carry-on effects in terms of shoulder mobility and range and even injuries, right? And problems. Which then obviously can, short or long term, also leading to lifting problems, right? A lack of performance. So all these are the things that are important. That's not what I'm not refuting that. I'm saying there just seems to be a very distinct swing in conversations towards these smaller tactical things rather than, the strategic things. Is it because the strategic stuff for so many years has been covered again and again and again, and refined and refined and refined, and there's any more real refinement to be done anymore? Or is it what I was touching on before, is that a lot more younger coaches are coming in, and there is obviously a lot of immediate competition and a lot of immediate need to stand out from other people on social media, within the industry, there's just competition. And so it's easier to grasp a particular single concept and explain it just to get yourself out there, just to get the foot in the door, so to speak, then, you know, take the time to understand how to actually put a program together. How does, you know, when you put a bench press program together, how does all the different elements within that program interact with each other? Can you explain that? How does a program as a whole, how does the squat interact with the deadlift? Are there some interference effects there? How do they both affect the bench press and the way you can train it and recover from it? Can you train the bench press more? If so, why? If no, why not? What factors affect your ability to be able to train a lift more? Things like your range of motion, how the size of the muscle mass that's used by that exercise, that movement, right? The absolute weight being used, how strong the lifter is. Like, a lot of this stuff, as sort of elementary or maybe even some would call it beaten to death as they are, the fact of the matter is a lot of the newer coaches coming in, they don't have a good grasp of this, these concepts. And they, like, it's very convenient and very easy to be able to put together some graphics on Canva, and for a lot of these coaches, regurgitating what they're hearing or what they're reading somewhere, just to put it out there. But for longevity, you really need to understand and grasp the macro stuff. And the macro stuff, the strategic stuff, is just not the sexy stuff, right? It doesn't seem thought-provoking. It doesn't seem like, you know, advanced. It doesn't show you off as much, understandably, right? And, you know, I'm not, this isn't really an episode on me like saying it needs to be one way or another. It's just more an episode of an observation I've been having recently, because I'm noticing more and more of the same pattern of things when it comes to, you know, coaching, coaches, powerlifting, and the community as a whole in general. It just seems to be a lot less focus and likely even a lot less grasp of the meat and potatoes, and you know, some diversion towards the sides, so to speak. And I don't know, maybe that's for good or bad. We'll see. As time goes on, it'll sort of show itself in the years to come. But in many ways, it's no fault of the new coaches. It's because, understandably, they are trying to do what they can as soon as they can to try and stand out. Competition is stiff. More and more coaches are coming out every day, every week, every month, every year. And, you know, you gotta show how you stand out. But ironically, the way you actually stand out is by being consistent in regards to being able to generate results and being able to have a good solid grasp of those macro stuff, that you can understand the principles of things so that you can apply them again and again into all different types of sort of scenarios. Anyway, guys, that's for this episode. A little bit of a thought journal. Let me know what you guys think, especially if you're a coach out there. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anybody else you think might find it helpful. Until next time.